Welcome to The Good We Can from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Each week we share a reading from the lectionary and a brief devotion. Today, a reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 75. Bless the Lord God of Israel, because he has come to help and has delivered his people. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in his servant David's house, just as he said through the mouths of his holy prophets long ago. He has brought salvation from our enemies and from the power of all those who hate us. He has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and remembered his holy covenant, the solemn pledge he made to our ancestor Abraham. He has granted that we would be rescued from the power of our enemies so that we could serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness in God's eyes for as long as we live. Now for a reflection on this passage, written by M. Thomas Thangarish, retired theology professor. Zechariah's song celebrating the announcement of his son's birth is a wonderful hymn that highlights some of the mighty acts of God. Two things stand out in the first half of this hymn. One is that God has raised up a mighty Savior for us, and the other is that we can serve God without fear. Fear has been with us from the beginning. Adam was afraid in the garden. See Genesis 3, verse 10. And the Bible is full of announcements that tell us not to be afraid. Most angelic appearances begin with, "Fear not." Zechariah himself was afraid when an angel of the Lord appeared to him. I have heard that the only legitimate fears are of loud noises and falling. I'm not sure about that, but I am sure that most of our fear is of our own making. We need to hear the divine, "Fear not." God raises a mighty Savior to help us gain freedom from fear. How many prophets and saviors have come to us in our life? Think of all of the parents, relatives, colleagues, friends, teachers, and ministers God has sent to us. We are assured that we are not walking alone. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, Hebrews 12:1, as we run the race set before us. With this help, we can experience moments of awe and reverence rather than worry and anxiety. God of history, help us to be mindful of your prophets among us and to experience freedom from fear and anxiety. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for The Good We Can. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have services at 8:30 and 10:45 on Sunday morning. The service is also streamed live on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend and join us again next week for The Good We Can.